Just a fun thing. Crystal meth loses nothing but hope. It's
only a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch. Nice, sweet turd. Nice.
Yes, Timmy the James Henson back here with you to end the week with a big Friday program. Got a great show for you. I've acquired some random, strange pieces of information. A friend was telling me that he took a defensive driving class, right? And in his class, there were a bunch of, truck drivers. And they were, plumbers. And they were talking about what the number one thing that was clogging up toilets. And ladies, you can't be flushing your tampons down the toilet, down the churlet. They start to get stuck, but the women keep flushing tampons down the toilet and they start hooking on to each other or something. And by the time these guys fish out what the hell is clogging the toilet, what they rip out is just a ginormous ball of period juice and cotton. And they have a name for tampons in the plumbing industry, and that is, they're called pussy flutes. I've never heard that term before, but it struck me as very funny, because they are, in fact, pussy flutes. What they look like. The other thing that I wanted to mention, I called my mother on the phone. I like to check in with her every once in a while, make sure she's okay. And unfortunately, she hasn't been okay. she's had some problems, and I want to get her on the line right now so she can tell her, she can tell us all herself what's been going on with her. Tragedy has struck the Henson family up there in Ashtabula. Come on, Patty Lou. My mother's middle name is Louise.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
You're on my show.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Do you know? I bet you know why.
Why?
What were you? Because something you told me yesterday I want you to share with my listeners.
Oh, you got to be kidding. They don't want to hear that.
Yes. Now, you've been sick recently.
I have been extremely sick. Yes, I have. I don't know if it's the flu, if it was the flu, or what kind of bug was going around, but I'll tell you what, I'm cleaned out good.
Both ends, right?
Huh?
From both ends.
Both ends is right.
So there's some sort of flu bug going around. My nieces, your grandkids got sick. My sister got sick. You got sick. And it was just what makes you feel nauseous?
Well, I'll tell you what it comes on all at once where you don't expect it.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
what was the question you asked me yesterday?
Oh, I don't remember. What did I ask you?
How are you supposed to?
How are you supposed to?
You're having a problem. You said how am I supposed to do both?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering, if other people's had the same problem.
Okay.
Because I would rush into the bathroom because I had to throw up.
Right.
So, as I was throwing up, I was shitting at the same time. So, I was figuring out, you know, I was throwing up, and how was I going to turn around and sit down and do my other business?
Now, did you have time to think?
Which was impossible. It was impossible. Let me tell you, it was impossible.
Did you have time
you know what I did?
What? What did you do?
I just stood there and threw up and shit all over the floor.
Did it go down your leg? Was it all?
It went down my leg and everywhere. I had it everywhere.
It was like liquid?
It was liquidy. Yes, it was brownish liquidy stuff. yeah.
Now, so, like, when you were rushing to the bathroom, did you realize, like, oh, my God, I've got to puke and shit?
No. At the time, I had a throw-up. So, I was surprised to know that when I was throwing up that I was shitting, too.
Yes,
so.
That does come as quite a shock, I bet.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like a surprise.
Yeah.
So,
a bonus,
you know,
if you will.
Another thing, too. Okay, I got that all cleaned up, and I got it cleaned up and everything. And I go back to bed, and I would say maybe in a matter of about 20 minutes, I felt kind of like wet. And I said, well, I can't pee. So I went to put my hand down by my pants, and you know what it was? I oozed out some more shit. So I had to rush back in the bathroom.
You didn't tell me that yesterday.
And it was all in the bed. It was on my sheets. It was in on the bed. It was all terrible.
So
I had to go back in the bathroom and clean up again, change into something else. This was around 2:00 in the morning, by the way. and I had to pull all the sheets off my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a real mess.
Let me
tell you.
So do you think maybe the reason why you shit yourself in the bathroom was because you were puking so hard? Like maybe you were you're pushing.
It's possible, but you know, no, I don't think so. Because as I was puking, I was shitting.
Yeah.
I mean, it was at the same time. No,
synchronized.
Explain that to me. How am I supposed to do this? You know,
gracefully.
Turn around, sit down, and no way. So I just let it go.
Yeah.
I just let it go all over the place.
I mean, if you had time to think, I would definitely, you know, you would choose to shit, right? You'd sit your ass on the toilet
if I happened to do that, I would have been puking all over the floor.
I know. What's easier to clean up, puke or shit?
Yeah, that's true, too. I imagine puke would be more, yeah, that's true.
So let me ask you this.
At the time, I wasn't thinking. I was just in so much misery. I just let everything go. I don't care.
You probably lost a bunch of weight.
Huh?
You probably lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, my pants are kind of like a little baggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost. Yeah, I was detoxed, you know. I'm cleaned out. I'm cleaned out completely. I'm pure now.
Yeah. So when you shit on the floor, you had your pants on, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So you really just shit your pants and it went down your leg.
It went down my leg. It was in there. Yeah.
Most of it probably hit your pants, not the floor, right? You didn't have too
it
much to clean
up. It hit my pants. Well, of course it hit my pants first, yeah. And then I heard plop, plop, plop,
gross. Gross.
So, you know, and then in the meantime, Dad was going, "What's the matter?" I said, "Just shut up." You know, just shut up. I said, "I'm sick." So he didn't say too much to me then because I was really, at this time in the morning, who wants to clean, to,
right.
you know, get to clean up, take all the sheets off? Oh, it was a mess, Chris. It was really a mess.
I didn't have that problem. A couple of years ago, and on New Year's, I went to a friend's house and I got there late. I got to the party late. And so I thought, well, I got to catch up drinking. You know, because everyone else is already drinking. So I started drinking vodka straight, right? Like, just to catch up. And then I got drunk enough that I couldn't tell how much I was drinking, and I just kept drinking. Anyways, I started puking. I puked, she said, about 7 times in her house.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, my God.
Sometimes, like, the first time was...
You caught up enough.
I certainly did, but I felt awful because I was so drunk, you know, I couldn't clean up my own puke, and so she spent most of the night cleaning up my
puke. You had somebody else clean it up?
I was over their house for a New Year's party. I was so drunk, I didn't know what was, like, I didn't even know I puked until I saw the pictures.
My God.
My friends took video and pictures of me.
I would have left it there for you.
I know you would have. Well, anyways, that's what I wanted to call about. Thank you for retelling that story.
Well, I hope your listeners didn't get sick, but you know,
please.
Find out if other people have had this problem.
I know.
And if there's a solution to this problem, I would like to know.
Yeah, I know.
What to do?
I think there's no solution.
I know it.
But
yeah.
Let me ask you this real quick. Have you ever heard, like, when guys go poop, right, when they sit down on the toilet, do you think they wipe while they're sitting down, or do you think they stand up and wipe?
Well, how the hell do I know? I'm not a guy.
Well, what do you obviously sit down.
Well, when I sit down, I do my business and wipe.
Yeah. I wonder what Dad does. Because a lot of people have been calling in. Because I wipe sitting down, and some of my listeners sit down and wipe, but some callers call in and say, no, they stand up and wipe. Then that doesn't seem right. That
well, now
stupid.
If you stand up and wipe, wouldn't that trickle down your leg a little bit and get?
Well, not necessarily even trickle down, but you know when you're sitting down, your butt cheeks are like spread apart a little. Then when you stand up, they push together, and it's going to mush the shit in there.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know what my listeners are doing. They're stupid.
I usually sit down and do my business.
Yes,
I do everything.
That's the right way to do it. All right.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
So you know, we talk about shit all the time on Distorted View, so my listeners are used to this stuff.
And you know, it's not to talk about it's not too bad, but just to go through it is worse.
The smell is probably the worst.
And
right.
So I hope you go. I hope you don't get sick. I hope you don't have to go through this because. And you know, I just hate to go back to work because I think that's where I caught it. It's from work.
Of course, dirty people.
Yes. Yeah. People that. Breathe on you and all other crap.
Well, listen, I gotta go. I've got a show.
Okay.
To do here.
Well, you take care.
Thank you very much for talking to me, mommy.
Oh, that's quite all right. Love you. Love you a lot.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, cut her off. I just love that when anyone in my life shits themselves, it's pretty much a guarantee you're going to get on my program. Calling friends, calling family. My aunt, I secretly recorded her. All right, with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. I may just have a weekend program for you. Yes, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, sometimes weekend programs, video casts, that type of stuff. Plus, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Sign up right now. It's Distorted Views member site, superfreaksideshow.com. And don't forget about that great deal from Adam and Eve, you know, for Valentine's Day. You get 50% off just about any item. plus a romance kit, a gift for him, a massager for her pussy snatch, and then something you can both enjoy, plus, you know, your adult movie. I don't think they like it when I call it a porno, a hardcore fuck flick, but that's what you get in the mail, too. Plus free shipping. Just use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, right now at adamandeve.com. Okay, that takes care of that. What else do I want you to spend money on? Oh, yes, the Distorted View store is open. Things are flying off the shelf. You know, 40% of my stock of DV trading cards is already gone, so if you want one of those, buy a pack or two right now. Still have shirts available, but they're going quickly as well. Go there right now, jagoo.net. Spend money, give me stuff. Give me money. You'll receive stuff in return. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here for stuff. This one comes from Vancouver and involves animal cruelty. Oh, no. No.
Sunshine, lollipop.
Okay, all right. I won't play the part where the bunny actually starts screaming. But now I can't. That song is forever synonymous with animal cruelty. Animal cruelty officers are investigating a disturbing case involving a dead dog that was frozen into a block of ice. And yes, there's a picture of it on the website. It really is just a giant piece of ice, and there's a dog inside of it. Yes, this animal cruelty case involves a dead dog that was frozen into a block of ice and left in the yard of a Dawson Creek man.
Open up your morning light.
It was fucking Pacey, wasn't it? Now this song will forever be synonymous with animal cruelty. I wish I had just the isolated bunny crush noise. Make my own little mix here.
She had two babies. One was 6 months, one was 3.
All right. Back to the story here. The man discovered the dog on January 15th, but told officers he had no idea why its frozen body was left on his property. I thought I'd seen everything, but when I opened that file up, I was blown away. It was so disturbing. We want answers, said Marcy Morardi, general manager of the BCSPCA's cruelty investigations. Sorry. That's a cashew burp right there. Anyone who would do something so sick, I'm concerned if they have other animals in their custody. She said that the case is such a mystery that investigators are asking for the public's help, hoping someone may have known the black dog or witnessed it being dropped off or, you know, frozen. How would they even do that? Would they, like, fill a big container with water and then tie a couple weights onto the dog's ankles? Dogs have ankles? And then just wait for the water to freeze? I don't know. Apparently, the man who found the dog does not have pets, did not know the dog, and has no idea why the animal was left in his yard. Moriarty says, the only salvation is we just found out the dog died before being placed in there. It had puncture wounds, consistent with being in a dog fight, and all of his intestines were missing. It's possible, well, that's the most valuable part of a dog, after all. It's possible another animal ate part of the dog's intestines, but she said it appears the 18-kilogram, or 40-pound dog, was owned by somebody because it had a healthy weight. She also noted that feral dogs don't usually survive winters in British Columbia's north because the weather is so cold. She said the SPCA wants to find out who was responsible for placing the dog in the block of ice. Yeah, that's the mystery right there, which looks to have been made using a large rubber bin. Oh, I was right. By Thursday, public outrage about the dog's discovery had spread internationally, with calls of concern coming in from as far as New Zealand. And look at me. I'm helping to spread the word, doing my part. Look at me. I've got such a good heart. Oh, wait.
Sunshine.
I forgot I'm a monster. All right, second story we have for you today. I just happen to have another case of animal cruelty here, although is it really animal cruelty if it's for religious purposes? A Jackson County woman over there in Wisconsin charged for keeping more than 100 dead cats in a freezer. Oh, wait, a non-functioning freezer. Ooh, could you imagine the smell? Says she's been persecuted because she's practicing Wiccan. Okay. Gabriella Bernabe, 46, and her husband Robert Grossi are charged with child neglect, 16 misdemeanor counts of intentional mistreatment of animals, and a felony count of animal mistreatment. Grossi has reached a plea deal with prosecutors that call for probation. Bernabe has vowed to fight the charges, though. It's a total all-out assault with everything that's got to do with my religion, with my cats, and how I look, Bernabe says. It's a witch hunt, Quite literally, she's a Wiccan. The Northfield couple were charged after authorities in June found 106 cat carcasses. And how can this woman say it's a witch hunt? They found over 100 dead, rotting cats in a non-functioning freezer. And then rescued... What was she going to do with them? As a Wiccan, what do you do with cats? And rescued 17 cats from her home. One rescued cat died of E. coli and distemper. Investigators found feces throughout the home, including near where the couple's children were sleeping. The children, ages 6, 11, and 12, were placed in foster care. Bernabe says that she was waiting to give the deceased cats a proper burial, all 106 of them, in keeping with her religious beliefs. Wicca is a pagan religion, and its followers commonly consider themselves witches. Bernabe plans to seek help from the ACLU, oh god, and says she is being pressured to give up her religion in exchange for her children. That's the only recourse I have left, she says. I'm definitely being curtailed for my practicing religion. I'm not guilty of this crap, and I want to fight it every step of the way. She has a preliminary hearing scheduled for February 17th, so there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Tokyo. While on the lam for 2.5 years, a Japanese man wanted for the murder of a British woman says he scissored off his lower lip, dug 2 moles out of his cheek with a box cutter, and gave himself a nose job in an attempt to obscure his identity. The disclosures come... Why didn't you just go to a plastic surgeon? The disclosures come in a book released Wednesday and written from jail by Tatsuya Ichihashi, who will stand trial later this year in the murder and rape of his English teacher, Lindsay Ann Hawker. I should say, you know, his trial probably isn't going to go his way if he just released a book confessing to the crimes. Hawker, 22, was found dead in a sand-filled bathtub on the balcony of Ichihashi's, or whatever, apartment in Tokyo in March 2007. Ichihashi, arrested in 2009 after a lengthy nationwide manhunt, admits to taking Hawker's life in the book. The book is entitled Until the Arrest, but he doesn't describe the crime or his motives, instead detailing his life at large, during which he traveled up and down the country in constant fear of arrest and obsessed with cosmetic surgery. While police say Ichihashi has confessed to assaulting Hawker and that she died from her injuries, he won't enter a plea until the trial begins. The details in the book do not take responsibility for anything beyond what Ichihashi has already told investigators. If convicted of murder, he could face the death penalty. Just to give you an idea of what happened here, after escaping the police who came to his apartment to question him, he bound up his nose with a thread and needle, like a cook working over meat, to make it narrower. At first, Ichihashi, 32, wandered around Tokyo, then drifted north to some other, place that I can't pronounce, Aomori, where he twice tried to cut off part of his lower lip to make it thinner. He had such full, beautiful lips. The first time he couldn't follow through because of the excruciating pain, he wrote. He finished it up a few days later in a public bathroom. He wore several layers of surgical masks to hide the scars, but apparently didn't stand out in the spring when many Japanese do the same to escape pollen. Fucking Japanese are pussies, wearing surgical masks to escape pollen. Idiots. Alright, that's pretty much the whole story here. Oh, once he walked past a police station and saw a wanted poster with his face on it, it was then that he sliced off the moles on his left cheek, which were prominent in the wanted photo. Having saved nearly 1 million yen, which is only $12,000, from a string of construction jobs, he spent nearly... I love that he had a real job. You know, he had some construction jobs. All right, yeah, he spent most of it, though, on 2 plastic surgery operations, once to acquire a longer and narrower nose, and the second to raise the bridge off of his nose. In the end, his attempts to obscure his identity led to his arrest. Staff at the second clinic took many photos of his left cheek with traces of moles he had removed, which seems strange. The clinic reported his visit and sent the photos to police. And it didn't take long for the media to get a hold of this. His face was plastered all over the newspaper and TV stations. He was caught shortly thereafter. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yes, freaks, I want you to speak to me loud and clear. That is not loud and clear. You got one part of it right. Loud.
Hey Tim, Freakalicious here. Haven't called in a couple years, thought I'd drop you a line. Oh. You're talking about that last season of Hoarders. I got that beat. When I worked for a city doing code enforcement, we came across a house we called the Poopy House. They, a couple, it was an old couple, yeah, near dead, that basically left their adult diapers in the house, just let them pile up and pile up and pile up. They ran out of room in the house, so they started putting them in the car, letting them pile up. And they ran out of money for adult diapers, so they started pooping in buckets.
Oh,
we didn't
no.
actually end up... what we basically did was we had to tear the house down because the thing was just so bad. There was no remediation. It was just tear that son of a bitch down.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, poopy house. Rock on.
How can people live in that stench?
Hey, Timmy, Sasha, member Greg from Austin here. I'm really excited about this new DV store that you're doing, and I had an idea I wanted to share with you. I think you should get in touch with Adam and Eve since they've been such a great sponsor of the show and see if they could do a distorted view shit dildo. See if they could design a dildo.
I'm sure that would be a hot seller.
It just looks like a turd, and we can sell that on the Distorted View show.
Oh, I see what you're saying. For my store.
Hey, Tim.
Some of my freaks would probably pleasure themselves to a shit dildo.
Hey, Tim. It's Pierre from New York. Thanks for remembering.
Hi, Pierre.
I got to thank you for playing this vacuum kitten audio. I mean, it was absolutely horrible.
Of course it was.
So torturous. But, you know, you had the balls to do it. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Fuck all the fake freaks out there.
Yes. Bye. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. This is a bit delayed.
Shit dildo.
Oh, no. That's not right. It's the wrong version. It's the one without music. No! Tim, fail. All right. Let's just move on. Maybe I'll find it.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's David, formerly of TLA Raw. I was trying to calculate when you started your podcast. And I know it was just after the Tell Me days. It was a while ago, just before 2003.
What?
I believe it was the year 2011.
Oh, yes, maybe.
That's kind of a perfect year for you to have started. I'm also...
I actually started the podcast December 2004.
Revenge.
Okay.
That's kind of a perfect year for you to have started. I'm also wondering, I know how to spell Revenge, but I don't know what the symbol is, if you can...
Well, I have an answer for you. If you go to the Freakypedia at freakypedia.net, search for Revenge, you will find what Revenge looks like.
Shit dildo.
There it is. Yes, that music just makes shit dildo sound so seductive and sultry.
One of your underage listeners, and I just want to say hi.
Oh, all right. Well, hello. That's short and sweet.
Hey, TV Boo. This is Victor from Romania. No complaints here. Just keep up the good work. Love you. Bye.
Wow. Okay. Couple of nice comments in a row.
Hey, Tim.
This one can only be horrible.
Hey, Tim. Side show member Kenny here.
Hi, Kenny.
I was just curious. Obviously, this is relatively offensive show that you do, although I love it.
Not offensive.
But
I was offended by this.
I was wondering how often, if at all, do people realize who you are and get upset with you, or have you ever had any really bizarre encounters with some crazy people talking about how bad your show is?
Not really. I've met I've had run-ins with freaks. I haven't run into anyone who hates the show and confronts me, but usually, I'll be at a Best Buy or at the movies or something, and someone will notice me. I'm a huge celebrity. It doesn't happen very often, I gotta say, but it does happen. And for some reason, the guys that Joe dates or has sex with tend to know who I am. I don't know why. It's happened twice now. Where the person that Joe has brought home, somehow they start talking about their roommates, and Joe mentions me, and then they know who I am.
Hey, Tim, it's Marissa from New York calling. Hope you're having a wonderful day. I called in a few days ago, and I wanted to know if you had gotten the gift I sent you, which was a plaque that said, "Sorry, I raped you."
Oh, my God,
and
yes.
Really
thank you. I got that, and I loved it. Thank you so much. I also
got
to say thanks to Gary, who sent in... I got to do a video with this for this because it's an amazing project. Gary has done a bunch of Distorted View art. Remember, he did a long time ago, he made a purse, like a hard purse with all sorts of Distorted View artwork. He does sculpture-type stuff. And he had a lot of time on his hands, and he changed around a Monopoly board, the whole game of Monopoly, to Freakopoly. And all the properties are distorted view-related, the cards have been changed. Yeah, I'll do a video cast so you guys can see his hard work. Maybe we can play it sometime.
Hey, this is SciShow member Big Van Horn. Calling about the guy from Alaska who just said the reason why Spiral Ham quit calling because he literally said new blood or whatever. But the reason why he stopped calling is because he is dead. He accidentally hung himself while jacking off. So he is no longer with us. Rest in peace, Spiral Ham fucker. Thank you.
How do you know that? And first, it'd be great if it was true when one of my stupid listeners kill themselves. I make fun of this all the time on the show. But yes, I don't think Spiral Ham
fucking. What to do? This is Zach from Florida. How are you, sir? I have been considering starting up my own lovely audio podcast, or one that bases music from this wonderful state of mine. And I was just wondering, when you were first starting out, did you actually write down or draw out any sort of diagrams or any sort of
diagrams.
Background as far as episodes before you record them, or do you literally just drag and drop shit and just go along and just do it on the fly? Just curious.
Well, I mean, I try to find all the stuff I'm going to talk about beforehand. I don't, you know, not like I'm, you know, while I'm reading news stories, I'm looking for, pussy fart noises or something. But I don't write necessarily things out that I'm going to say. I like it to be a little more spontaneous than that, and I definitely don't like to read the news stories all the way through. I'm sure you can tell because I can't pronounce half of the shit I'm reading, but I like to be surprised with you guys. You know what I mean?
Hey, Tim. This is Gina from Houston. I just crossed into our most fucked up state, Florida, to visit my dear old sick granny. And I've been catching up on a bunch of your shows.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to call in and tell you that I really, really, really miss being a SciShow member because just listening to the free SciShow.
Why don't you pay me money?
As soon as I can, my birthday's coming up, I am going to totally buy a SciShow membership.
Good girl.
I lost
Good
the job,
girl.
So
all right, enough from you. I just want your money. All right, and finally today...
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is SciShow member CJ, the 33-year-old nearbed from Seattle. Tim, please, please don't feel sad when I call. You know, everybody dies. And besides, it's called the Distorted View Show.
I know.
Isn't this distorted enough? Anyway.
It's fucked up. How long do you have to live? Like, how many months left do you have left? And am I in your will? This is important information. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. Is it no God?
Because as I was puking, I was shitting.
I want you guys to spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody! Cody Radio.